To be selected as a host city for the Olympics is a big deal. It's an opportunity for a country to show up and show off. Now, no country has hosted the Olympic Games as many times as the United States of America. In total, our great nation has been the host of 8 different Olympic Games, each highlighting the beauty and diversity of our great country. While Indiana's never officially hosted the Olympics, they do get to be the host of an event so amazing it happens every year, the National FFA Convention and Expo. Yeah. Here to help welcome us to the state of Indiana, we have just the person. She's a true Hoosier and is a voice for the people of Indiana. Please help me welcome to the stage Lieutenant Governor for the state of Indiana, Suzanne Crouch.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 95th National FFA Convention. As Lieutenant Governor, I welcome you to Indiana. We're so happy to see you. You know, Indiana is known for a lot of traditions. Every Thanksgiving, we light the biggest Christmas tree in the country. And every May, you hear the revving of the engines as the race cars take off in the Indy 500. But my favorite tradition is the blue jacket invasion we see in October with the FFA members. And we look so forward to you coming here to Indiana. We hope that you look forward to being here. You know, we have deep roots in FFA with Indiana. We have members in all of our counties, and the FFA headquarters is located here in Indianapolis. Just like in your states, Indiana is rich in our agriculture heritage. And as Lieutenant Governor, I serve as Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development. And let me tell you, agriculture is big business in Indiana. It contributes over $31 billion to our state's economy. We are the 10th largest farming state. 83% of Indiana is farmland, woodland, or forest. So agriculture is huge in Indiana, and your presence here means so much to us. So thank you for being here. And one last thing, if I didn't do this, I'd be negligent. But as you look to that next step in your careers in choosing a college, I hope that you will consider Indiana's universities and colleges, including Purdue University, my alma mater, which has the 4th best agriculture school in the country and the 8th best agriculture school in the world. So we hope that when you leave at the end of this convention, it will not be the last time you come to Indiana, because we want talented leaders like you. So have a great, great convention, and God bless you. Love you.